Ja, da vi på vei til et eller annet slags studio på Hadeland. Sitter I bilen til Jonas Rabe.
Ja, vi skal opp til... Jeg har nettopp flyttet fra England. Jeg har vært her I mange år, og så har jeg tatt med meg alt utstyret mitt. Kjøpt et lite småbruk. Og I første gang så har jeg gjort om et lite utehus som jeg ble ferdig med en dag før her Levi kom. Ja, så... Her vi.
Deilig.
Og som du nå helt sikkert ser, så du kommer ikke til å tro at det der vi spiller den, men... så velkommen til Gars.
jo, takk.
What a nice place you found here.
Check this out.
Jonas Rabe, som eier småbruket, parkerer på et lite tun, hvor Pop Levi tusler rundt med svart ullcaps, kamuflasjejakke og sjokkgrønne joggesko. Til venstre ligger det et stort hvitt hus, en rød låve til høyre, og rett frem et lite uthus, hvor halvparten malt rødt, og resten fortsatt trefarga. I bakgrunnen kan man skimte hvite fjelltopper bak en grønn dal og en liten innsjø som fortsatt frossen. Himmelen blå, og det gule hestehov I grøftekanten.
If I've been having a good time, yeah. It's been really a really relaxed place, really good. Yeah. I came straight from LA to here, so it was a real big change. It's amazing. I needed to have a month looking out at the snow melting, yeah, and things coming to life, yeah. I wanted to make a really quick, raw record in a small amount of time.
Yeah.
In a place that I'd never been. To Gran.
Hadeland, Gran på Hadeland.
Which means bye-bye land.
It means bye-bye land?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing, dude. I want to put that on the record sleeve.
Yeah, you should record it.
Yeah. Let me write that down. I want to write this down. Okay, so what is it, yeah?
It's Hill Meadow Farm.
Hill.
Spruce.
Yeah.
And that's bye-bye land. And that's in Upland.
that's really great.
Og på godt norsk ville det blitt?
Det ville blitt Åsenga gård, Gran, Hadeland, Oppland.
Inni det lille uthuset på Hadeland, langt, langt unna Los Angeles, det tepper på gulvet, trefarget panel, store takbjelker, masse utstyr og vinduer som man kan se ut på hele dalen. Bassisten og trommisen til Pop Levi har akkurat dratt, men når de drev og spilte inn låtene, måtte de ha alle forsterkerne opp på en hems under taket og trommesettet midt på gulvet. Nå det mest Pop Levis vokal som mangler på låtene, men det store spørsmålet jo fortsatt. Hvordan I huleste granskeven havna Liverpool-ledden, som har bodd de siste årene I L.A., I et lite uthus på Gran, på Hadeland?
I've got this thing for making records in different places. I just didn't want to make another record in L.A. right now. I wanted to go and do something completely new. And Jonas is an old friend of mine, and I hadn't seen him for ages, and it just totally made sense that, well, I needed somewhere to go out of a city and make a record and be totally, you know, in the moment, in the mood, in nature, away from all distractions and really get down to it somewhere that I'd never been. So, we hooked up and this is it, yeah.
But did you know when you were hooking up with him that he was doing exactly that, moving here and making a studio?
No.
Wow.
No, that was a total fluke, wasn't it? A good bit of timing.
Yeah. Do you want to try... To record a bit on on You Understand.
Yeah, let's do that. That'll be fun.
Okay. Try it, same place?
Yeah.
Okay, here it comes.
You sell me, I saw you, another lover, a baby new, this time out, this time in, you understand, I'm not your man.
Cool. Just definitely keep that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
And then we'll listen to that.
Okay, here it comes.
You saw me, I saw you, another lover, a baby new, there's time out and there's time in, you understand, I'm not your man. Yeah.
Cool. Should we listen to that one?
Let's hear them both together. What do they sound like if the dump does a double track?
Okay, let's try it.
Sounds good as a double track, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, maybe we might not choose that, but it sounds good, is it?
Yeah, and you sang a bit differently in the
No, chorus. I like that, though. No, I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just see how...
You saw me, I saw you, another lover, a baby new, this time out, and this time in, you understand, I'm not your man.
Yeah, that worked really well.
And now a little break with the knäckebröd med brunost.
Mm-hmm.
You like the brown cheese?
Love it, yeah.
Yeah? But is it possible to say what this place has done to your music and what way it has influenced?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about the music. It's more about what it's influenced me, you know what I mean? I don't know about the music. I wouldn't say this music is particularly the music of Gran. But I would say that it's totally given me the, you know, the space and the, you know, the, like I said before, just getting away from all distractions and getting into doing a very focused project I'm really into. So yeah, you know, in that way, completely affected it. Lydverket.